Podium Audio presents Human Hunger, Book 1 of Ondragon, written by Annette Strohmeyer, performed by Neil Heligers. Prologue. 1835. A few miles south of Lake Cabotogama, rough waters, on the border with Canada, under British rule. Alan Parker reined in his horse and signaled to his two companions, Lacqua and Two Elk. The old trapper listened to the snowy forest. A few paces ahead of him was the clearing where the Walkets farmed their land. The family's log cabin was exactly halfway between their hunting grounds and the Fort Francis trading post. Each time they passed here, they would stop at the Walkets' home or spend the night in the barn. It was already getting dark, and the view was clouding over. The log cabin was a squat black block that had seemingly fallen out of nowhere into the snow-covered landscape. Lights flickered invitingly from the windows. Smoke was rising from the chimney. Everything looked as it always did. But something was wrong. Parker frowned and tried to identify what it was. A crow let out a raucous call in the distance. One of the horses snorted. And then he had it. No dog, said Two Elk behind him at the same moment. Parker nodded and pulled his shotgun from its holster on the saddle. The Walkett's dog, a crude mix of breeds, usually barked when anyone approached the farm. Today, however, it was eerily quiet. It could well be the Walkets no longer have a dog, Parker thought, but he wanted to be sure. He cocked the hammer of his shotgun. Here in the woods, far from any civilization, you had to be prepared for anything. He spurred his horse and had entered the clearing at a walk. Still, nothing moved. In the house, everything continued quiet. Parker's uneasiness grew. He raised the shotgun. Two Elk and Lacroix left the pack horses with the furs and swung out behind him. Walkett, called Parker. Two crows flew up from the roof ridge into the lightless sky, but Parker kept his eyes on the locked wooden door. John? Eleanor? He called again. Still no answer. The falling night bathed the log cabin and adjacent barn in blue shadows. Parker noticed it was beginning to snow. The flakes floated silently through the glimmer of light outside the windows. He signaled to Two Elk and slid out of the saddle. Shotgun at the ready, he approached the door, in front of which a jumble of tracks could be seen. Parker studied them, then leaned against the outside wall of the house. He furrowed his brows. Among the human shoe prints was a trail he couldn't place. As if someone had walked barefoot through the snow, someone without toes. Parker followed the trail with his eyes. It came like a blue ribbon, straight out of the forest. Sweat broke out under his leather clothes as he pushed his hat back onto his neck. He couldn't say why, but the strange trail triggered a dark fear in him. Involuntarily, his fingers clutched tighter around the barrel of the shotgun. Something had gone to that house. Something from the woods. It was probably still inside, in which case it had certainly heard them coming. Parker felt his companions growing impatient. He nodded to them, took a deep breath, and hit his shoulder against the door. It flew open with a loud bang, hitting the inside wall. Quickly, Parker jumped back into the cover of the outside wall. He saw Two Elk and Lacqua taking aim at the bright opening from the back of their horses. Light cut through the darkness and illuminated the trampled snow around the doorstep. An acrid, sweet smell filtered out, bringing back terrible memories for Parker. He hardly dared breathe. How often had horrific things happened in remote log cabins? Now move your skinny ass, old man. Determinedly, Parker turned into the doorway and peered over the shotgun, aiming into the interior of the log cabin. The picture that met his eyes was worse than anything he had seen before. Parker swallowed. Then, a shot rang out. Chapter 1, 2009.